This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Danny Plesac, you can follow him on Twitter, at Plesac19 of MLB Network, pulling up a chair. How are you, Sack?
Dan, I'm doing good. Dan, I'm doing good. Dan, I'm doing good. This is like Dan Squared today, is it?
Yes.
What the hell's going on? Hey, you picked up my spirits, Dan. Dreadful today. It's rainy in New Jersey. It's supposed to rain here for like the next 3 or 4 days. I was listening to that lead-in with the big blue train and the Cubbies. Man, we got to throw some coal in that engine. They're not chugging along like we thought they would.
Well, they're not pitching as well. I mean, the back of the rotation is what is the big concern right now. Yu Darvish again last night with another hiccup, this time leg cramps, and they're getting very little out of Jose Quintana.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. Listen, I'm not trying to be overcritical, right? Because but it's like you kind of get tired after a while. It's like they keep making these excuses for Yu Darvish. He missed some time on the DL. He was sick, and you know when he came back and he had cramps. And yesterday, Dan, I want to see that. I want to see what this guy can do. Like I have yet to see maybe one or two spurts early that we've seen the guy, and I can't get in. And I know I have to stop this. I can't get the two starts of the World Series out of the back of my mind when it comes to Yu Darvish, right? And there's something. Listen, Hendricks has been great. John Lester has been great. Chatwood's throwing the ball good. They've got to get Quintana and Darvish going. And think about it. They need to get Chris Bryant going. Addison Russell had a big hit last night off the base of the wall. That was huge. That just kind of, I guess what it does too, and it shows you, Dan, they've got like five players underachieving right now, and they're a game and a half out of first place. So it kind of tells you, I don't know. I'm having a hard time making sense of this NL Central. Is it legit or is it like a 14 pillow fight? I don't know which one it is right now.
Dan Plesac of MLB Network is our guest. The Cubs will say that Yu Darvish just isn't comfortable yet, and you see this a lot with free agent pitchers in a new destination. Does that excuse or explanation hold water for you?
Nah, you know what? It would if he pitched in Milwaukee or Tampa his entire career, and then all of a sudden you get thrown into Boston, Philadelphia, Chicago, New York. Listen, the guy, you know, he had things his own way with the Rangers, and then he was traded at the deadline last year to a huge market team that was big expectations in the Dodgers. So I don't think you can use that as like this is the first time, you know, he's pitched like with a lot of eyeballs. He's pitched with a fan base and a media that is like they're looking for great things, not good things. He needs to pitch better, plain and simple. And I don't know what the explanation is. I know they paid him to be an ace. He's not pitching like an ace right now.
No.
That doesn't mean that he won't, but it doesn't look real good right now.
Danny, I got problems with my Southside pitching staff as well. My goodness, Carson Fulmer is just dreadful. Lucas Giolito leads the league in one category, batters walked. It's not going well, and I know they weren't going to win this year, but those are two key pieces for when they do get good again, supposedly.
It is, and Dan, you know what makes it more frustrating? When you look up and you see what the Atlanta Braves are doing right now, right? And you see some of these teams, you look at the White Sox record, they lose another tough one. I actually watched the last three innings of that game. They lost 3-2 to the Pirates this afternoon, and I'm with you. I look at Giolito, and this was kind of the concern the last couple of seasons with the Nationals. Guy with a big arm, and you're not seeing a lot of swings and misses. You're seeing a lot of walks. But, Dan, I'm telling you this. The hardest thing when you're a fan of a favorite team is to be patient, because you go back to the old five Wild White Sox, and, you know, Mark Burley was an exception to the rule that he came up. Not a lot of fanfare, but he was good, and he stayed good, and he got better, and he was reliable, and he was dependable, and he was everything you want. Dan, unfortunately, that's what happens with a lot of young pitching. I think this. if the White Sox are going where they think they're going to be in the next couple of years, they need Moncada to hit. They need this guy to be a home run. They need him to be what Altuve and Springer and Correa are. They need him to be what Chris Bryant and Rizzo have been for the Cubs. They need an everyday guy other than Abreu that's a factor guy, a guy that plays up the middle that can change the game with his legs, with his bat, with his arm. He's capable of doing it. Are you disappointed? I'm disappointed because I really thought when the season started, you know, there are always going to be one or two teams every year that are probably a little bit better than you thought they were, and there are going to be a couple of teams that I thought were overrated, and I really thought that the White Sox had a shot to be 500 in a division that I thought the Indians are going to come back to the pack. I like the Twins. They're not playing well either, but at 10-29, Dan, they got to be better than this. They have to be. Giolito needs to pitch better. Their rotation, they've had some issues with the bullpen. I don't know what the quick fix is. It's just you got to play this thing out. You got to be patient. And, Dan, it sucks because you're a quarter way through the season and you're looking at the worst record in baseball right now. It's hard to be patient, but you're going to have to be.
All we needed for our show pot was 68 wins. We took the over on Sox at 68, and they can muster up 68 wins. Well, right now, it's looking like 48's a tough putt.
It does. And all I can tell you is it can change fast, Dan. And it's bad. Look at the Cincinnati Reds. 3 weeks ago, they had a manager gotten fired. They went to L.A. They swept the Dodgers. They're playing better baseball right now. Listen, the White Sox are better than 10-29. But what comes with the young roster are ups and downs, inconsistency. But it starts on the mound. They're going to need Giolito to step up and be better than he's been. He's going to be part of their future. But he's got to pitch better than he's pitching right now, Dan. There's no two ways about it. I watched a couple innings. My daughter graduated from Purdue this weekend, and I watched the first couple of innings of the game on Sunday. And, Dan, it's almost like a guy that's afraid he throws 98. He's afraid to throw the ball in the strike zone. You can't pitch like that. And they've got one of the best pitching coaches in the business in Ron Cooper. Somehow, some way, they've got to get across to this guy to go out there. And it took me a while to get this, but this is what Lucas Giolito needs to do. When that bullpen door opens and he runs out to start the game, you can be one of two things. You can be the hunter or you can be the hunted, and right now he's letting them guys with the bats hunt him. He's not initiating the action.
Are the Dodgers going to miss the playoffs?
Yes. I'm not a big Dodger. I've never been – listen, I thought last year how in the world they won – 100 games. To me, they were like the Cardinals team about 4 years ago that won 98 games. I don't know how the hell they were doing it, but I know this. And these teams right now, everybody's trying to be smarter than everybody, inventing the wheel. Play third base, play left field, play right field, bat first, bat fourth, bat seventh, double shift, triple shift. Listen, the bottom line is we're finding out what kind of player Taylor is. Is he a guy that bounced around, or is he a guy last year that burst on the scene? Judge them now. They got Turner back in the lineup yesterday, his first game back. They've missed him. Listen, it took me a while to believe that he was one of the better players in the league, but I'm going to tell you, that guy is a terrific player. They've missed him. Matt Kemp has been good. The first baseman has been really disappointing so far up to this year. They're pitching. They've got Kershaw on the DL right now. Rich Hill, you know, this is what I look at. And, Dan, I'm not trying to be critical and being mean. But I can't get out of my mind that it wasn't like three and a half years ago, Rich Hill was pitching for the Long Island Ducks in independent baseball. Had a string of four really good starts in September for the Red Sox, and everybody in baseball was like backing up the truck to sign this guy. I mean, I don't know. I don't look at Rich Hill as the number one or number two. Alex Wood is a good pitcher. They're going to have a hard time making the playoffs because I think the Diamondbacks are good. Big loss last night. A.J. Pollock hurt his thumb. He's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. I think the Diamondbacks are better. The Rockies are better. The Giants keep hanging around. The Dodgers are 8.5 games back. And is there cause for concern? I think there's big cause for concern. I don't think they're making the playoffs this year. I know it's early. We're at the quarterway mark. But I don't like what I've seen from the Dodgers.
Dan Plesac from MLB Network, thanks for making the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Danny.
Let's do it again. Go Griffith Panthers. And don't lead off too far, Dan. I'll pick your ass off.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.